100,000 college students and 20-somethings have been competing in the 5th annual Imagine Cup. It's the world's foremost student technology competition. It's sponsored by Microsoft, and this year's theme is education. NPR's Wendy Kaufman introduces us to one team of finalists.
Next month, they'll be on their way to Seoul for the last round of the competition. But a few days ago, teams from 10 countries were at Microsoft, presenting to Bill Gates and others in a kind of high-octane practice round.
Hello, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
How are you?
We're from Egypt.
The Egyptian team, which includes a brother and sister, has been working together for a year. Their goal is ambitious, to create new educational opportunities for children with mental and physical disabilities.
I had a very close friend. He was a childhood friend.
Mohammed Radwan discovered quite by chance that his friend had a younger brother who had Down syndrome.
I know that God didn't create a human being to be neglected and then die and never mentioned. We must use our blessing of physical and mental wellness and this supernatural power, which is technology, that was given to us.
As Gates looked on, the Egyptians explained that they were using artificial intelligence to create education plans, lessons, and tests for individual kids. Then they'll monitor their progress.
When you're going to take a test and transform it, is there like a standard format,
yes,
like an XML format or something for a test?
Yes, we've used XPS, as you can see. We've used.
They talked a bit longer, and before moving to the next presentation, the Microsoft chairman wished them well.
Yeah, I completely agree with your vision.
Thank you very much.
Team member Nohar Radwan.
I still can't believe it.
The goal of the global competition is, of course, to spur innovation. Winning teams take home up to $25,000. A 2003 winner whose project involved language translation now has a Nebraska company which employs more than 24 people. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.